rides his pony down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows. It'll never be the same.
Hey, Legs.
Hi, Lizzie.
Happy Saturday.
Good morning.
Where is it still morning?
Yeah.
It's not. It's 12:12.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
We're just recording a quick podcast. We're going to be shaving tail. And if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, this would be the time to do it, because you're going to see a big fluffy dog turn into a tiny little dog. And Teo's a Portuguese water dog, and he's just really, really big and fluffy right now. And it is April and getting warm here, so we're going to shave him. But we thought we would take a minute. This week's been the slow life, and we thought we'd take a minute and talk about some beloved dogs in our lives and just talk about how a dog can help you live the slow life. And we haven't really planned for this. We're just about to start shaving Teo, and we thought, just sit down and record a podcast.
Why not? Plus, we just love dogs. We love all animals, but we love dogs a lot.
So what do you think about how a dog has helped you live a slow life?
Well, I grew up with a lot of animals, menagerie. And I estimated and tried to count that I probably had over 30 dogs in my lifetime.
Wow.
And so my first memory of dogs mostly is that we had these standard size chocolate brown poodles that were shaved, so they were more designed for hunting, even though we don't believe in hunting, or my parents didn't, nor did I. So these were like these really cool chocolate brown dogs, and they're really smart. Then I found out that John Steinbeck has a book called Travels with Charlie. And it's all about him taking a chocolate brown poodle, true story, and traveling around the U.S. with his dog. And
that's right.
My parents got me that book, and I read it. It was dog-eared from reading it over and over again, to the point where I told you about it, and you got a copy for yourself when we started reading it. So that was my first recollection of dogs. Then, as I became an adult, I've always had dogs. And, prior to Teo, my last dog was what I referred to as my dog of nogs. And her name was Lola. I named her because of the Kinks song. One, I liked the name Lola. And I thought it was sort of a tongue-in-cheek. She was a girl. Tongue-in-cheek, ha-ha about, name her after the Kinks song Lola. And she was a rescue dog, as most of my dogs were when as an adult, I got mostly rescue dogs. And she was truly an amazing dog. And I had her for about 12 years. I'm not really sure how old she was. She was, the vet referred to her as a senior dog, an old age dog when she died. So she lived a long life, and I still miss her. And, Teo is a dog of dogs too. And I feel very fortunate that he's part of my life now. And, I would have loved you without a dog, but the fact you had Teo just sweetened the deal. So what about you?
I'm gonna just say that you told your story of dogs, but you really didn't answer the question about the slow life.
Oh, that's true. Thank you.
So do you think that she helped you slow down in some ways, or live a more relaxed life?
Yes. So Lola went everywhere with me, everywhere. And so I did a lot of walking with her. There was a point where I would run with her through my neighborhoods and trails and so forth. But then as she got older and found out she was starting to have some health issues, I just walked her. So as we've talked about, taking time to walk around your neighborhoods or other places, it allowed me to sort of realize that walking with her, instead of running around or just doing it myself, I was actually seeing things and noticing things that I didn't notice. I actually had time to say hello to people in my neighborhood and talk about, you know, their lawn ornaments and, you know, just get to know people around, you know, that I would normally have not stopped for.
And I know you said at cafes or whatever that lots of people would come up to her.
Yes. So she, her thing in life was being able to be out with her public. That's how I refer to it. So I would take out to her public and I would, you know, go get my coffee and I would sit there and she would purposely sort of sit far enough out, you know, in front of me so that when people were walking by, they couldn't help but notice her. And she had these piercing blue eyes, and that's the thing that most people commented about. But what the most sweetest thing was is that she had the best disposition. And there would be these kids that would come up, can I pet you? And they were really great. Can I pet your dog? Or if they didn't know how to approach me about a dog, I would explain to them, this is what you do. She's a really friendly dog, but not all dogs are friendly. They could pull on her, they pulled on her, they jumped on her, they did whatever. She just sat there. And she just loved being with people. And again, I was able to be more in touch with my surroundings, the people around me, and also being able to educate children about how to deal with a dog. And it was a really beautiful experience. And I'm very fortunate that I had that part of my life. So yeah, she did help me, and that's all I can say. Aww. So what about you?
Well, this is Dogs in the Slow Life, and my dog of dogs before Teo was Buzz, Buzz Lightbeer, and Santa Claus brought him for my son Timothy, and he came. My sister helped Santa pick him out from a litter in Paradise, California. Tail just jumped up his head. Paradise? And he was mellow from the start. He was the kind of dog that you touched him or held him and he'd just lie his head back and just was just a lover. Mellow. He was a golden retriever, handsome male, kind of not white English golden retriever, but light colored. And as he got older, he had a lot of gray on his face. He had kind of a broad head, just a beautiful, handsome dog. And oh my goodness, did I love that dog. And I was thinking as you were talking, you know, dogs help us through things. And I know Lola helped you through a lot of things. And I remember when I was single, I had divorced, and it was a really hard to not be with my kids in the weeks. We did week on, week off. And I remember, you know, kind of wanting to not be so lonely. And there would be times, quite often actually, where I would just look at Buzz and be sitting there with him and I'd say, you know, I don't need a boyfriend. I have you, Buzz. And I just really felt pretty sincere about that. You know, I thought, I have so many things in my life. You know, my kids, I enjoyed my job, I enjoyed walking and walking him and being with him. And in thinking about that, I think about the slow life in some ways is being patient for everything in your life. And that's what dogs bring. You're having a little stressful day. Your dog's really dog grounds you and puts things in perspective, and they look at you, they love you no matter what. And what's that phrase, you know, I want to be the person that my dog thinks I am. And yeah, he was just a really beautiful dog. My house was the house where Buzz lived when I was separated and then divorced. And he was a beautiful dog. And then I waited quite a while before I got another dog. And we'll probably talk about the Teo story more, but I had seen, I might have mentioned it even early in the podcast about Teo. I had seen a Portuguese water dog named Mario in Oakland. He was, his owner was throwing a ball with a chucket, super active dog. I'm like, whoa, that dog is cool. And just how active it was. And then it has this beautiful black, you know, curls. And a lot of the black Portuguese water dogs have a little bit of white markings. Teo has a white chin and a white chest and a little bit of white on his face. And so his full name is Teo Panadero Pescadero de la Meridiano. And Panadero Pescadero is a baker fisherman, because the breed would help the Portuguese fishermen jump in and retrieve the nets and pull the nets in, and then they also were guards on the boats themselves. And then the baker is this little splash of white, which especially as a puppy, it just looked like he'd had his little face in flour. So that's how he got the name. And Meridian is a town where he lived as a puppy, and not far from here where we have a little cabin, a little cafe cabin. And he is such a cool dog. He's super active. He loves to swim. When he was a puppy, I took him into, we're moving to Chico, and my mom was living there about 4 years ago now, almost five, because he'll be five next month's his birthday month. And I would take him to Bidwell Park, the part that has the big, it's like a swimming pool, but it's not a swimming pool. They've just cemented this part of the creek, and it's a public swimming area in Chico. And I'd pull him in and just say, swim, 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 swim. And he learned the word swim really early. And then I was on a canoe and he jumped out. And I probably told this story before when we were talking about him, but he jumped right out of the canoe, and he loves to swim, and he loves a job because he's a working dog. And I think Teo now, as far as the slow life for us, it makes us walk twice a day.
Yeah.
And we get out, and I don't know if we would always do it so frequently if we didn't have Teo.
We walk twice a day, and it's one of the things I look forward to every day. As if somebody's, many of you who listen to the podcast, Lizzie and I had a long distance relationship. So she would sometimes or frequently call me during her afternoon or early evening walk and talk to me why she's walking Teo. And I used to sit there and say, oh, I can't wait to someday be on that walk with them. And now I am. And it's really a wonderful experience to walk him through the neighborhood, and he just bounces around. He's a very bouncy dog, and it's one of the things I look forward to. And I'm looking forward to taking him in Chico, because a lot of open space there that will allow him just to be, do what a working breed does. He definitely needs this, and so I'm looking forward to that. You know, he's a very energetic dog.
He's even going to have a doggy door. Will be interesting, but we're going to have a nice size yard. It's a big yard, and he's going to be very, very excited.
You have to get a sign saying Teo's yard.
Yeah, when we moved into this place, it was before Legs was here, and we moved in. I said, this is Teo's park, because we didn't have a yard at the last place we were living, and he was so we're going to go to a new Teo's park. So the plan is to give Teo a mohawk. I doubt we'll keep the mohawk, but if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, Teo Gets a Haircut is probably what the name of it will be, and it'll just match up whatever the podcast name is. And does that sound good?
Yes, I'm excited. I've never experienced him getting his haircut. So this is a new one for me, and I get to be part of it. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's quite the process. It's a couple day process. It used to be more than a couple days, but now I have a table. So the first day is several hours shaving him down, and then I give him a bath, and then the next day we kind of get him all groomed up and more trimmed up and it's perfected because it's a lot of fur. But he's pretty good at it. We've got our little bowl of treats, and he knows what a haircut is. He hasn't had one in a while, though. The first time, maybe we're going to make this video. We don't usually edit a video, but I think we're going to put this video together with a few clips, and maybe we'll put the when he got his first haircut as a puppy, I have this photo of this huge pile of hair, and he was little, but he still had a huge pile of hair when he was probably like 7 or 8 months old. And I have this picture of him, I think I've showed it to you, where he's gone into the other room and his little head's peeking around the corner, and he's looking in, and he really didn't like it in the beginning, as you can imagine, because it's a razor with a noise and it doesn't hurt you, but it's unusual. But now he doesn't mind it.
And a big pile of fur.
Big pile.
Yeah, like, it was amazing.
Over a foot tall, and so a big pile of fur and little tail looking around the corner. But now he doesn't mind it at all. He's used to it, and especially the table makes it nice, and he's a good boy. So
yeah, this the one thing I have to say is that I am still amazed that when you've shaved him before, that within a week he has an inch of new fur.
Maybe not an inch.
Okay, half an inch, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
It was amazing how fast it goes.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast his fur goes. So
yeah, I saw legs a year ago, and it was so shocking that he said, "What did you do to him?" It really hurt my feelings because I thought he looked so dapper, but it was such a shock for him to be so big and then to go to this little skinny. Because I take it down really, really short. It grows so fast.
Yeah, I always have felt badly about saying that, but because it was just, it was one of those typical things that I do. It was that I had a brain-mouth disconnect, and because I was just in shock. I have vowed, and I will not say that ever again, because I understand why, what happened. So,
it's
yeah.
It's okay. But it is shocking how, we have the before photos. We're going to start in on the process, and he's likely not going to keep a mohawk, but somewhere in between he'll have a mohawk, and we'll get some good photos of that. And check out our YouTube channel, Legs and Lizzie, Punk Farm Love Life. And anything else?
Well, other than thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Check out Tail Before and After. It could be interesting. Okay. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Rogers pony down life's lane.
Thank you for listening to the Legs and Lizzie Punk Farm Love Life podcast. Please subscribe to be notified of new episodes. It really helps us if you leave a review.
We'd love to have you join our Patreon family. When you join, for as little as $5 per month, we'll personally thank you on the podcast. You'll also receive special episodes and videos from us. Podcast music is by Lizzie's brother, who goes by Squint Todd and the Horse Thieves. See the show notes for links to other things we mentioned.
Be safe and happy until next time.
Do stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
We don't need much, we just need each other.
Sometimes he thinks he can feel his pain, he knows it'll never be the same. His old black dog just tags along and listens while he sings his song. Love is all she knows. On and on they go. Oh, strangers cry. Lonelier than pissed out wine. There's no wonder why. He's bound to drift alone. to the heavens. His only friend alone. On the widest train he's riding. So damn few of all. There's Jensen Weed and Tom Weed. Join the party, join the crowd. Let the hyena circling laugh out loud. There's no way. Lord knows he had his day. For strangers cry. This old world, she goes round and round. Damn little good within it, he has found. She's a sad, sad song. The joke goes on and on. From the dust, dust he returns. Let them fight.